It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Donald Trump released new shoes over the weekend.
Just the deadliest kicks.
Have you seen them?
They're gold, and they've got the American flag, right? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's right. Selling for, what is it, $300 a pair, American?
Oh.
$400.
Not 400. Not bad.
They're called the Never Surrender High Tops. He released them at Sneaker Con over the weekend, and he's not kidding. I mean, but the thing is, I mean, the guy has released Trump steaks, Trump water. Why wouldn't he release Trump shoes?
Right.
If I were Donald Trump, I would release Donald Trump everything. Why not?
Well, Kiss does it.
But he'll make a killing. People will buy Donald Trump like to no end in the U.S.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter whether you approve of him or not. You have to approve of his business savvy because, listen, he's a billionaire and I'm not. All right? So I will say that.
Uh-huh.
Now, the shoes are, they say they're not to raise money for any sort of campaign. They're just a business project. That's all they are.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, he does owe $438 million to the state of New York.
That's not bad. That's why he's doing the shoes, right? He's got to raise some funds.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Would I wear the shoes?
Yep.
No, I wouldn't wear those shoes.
You wouldn't?
No.
I'd totally wear those.
They're a little too gold.
However,
would I like to own a pair just to say I have a pair?
Right.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Oh, man, I would love to wear those. I would totally wear them. If I could afford them, yeah. I would.
You could wear those in some states, and I'm sure you'd never have to pay for a beer.
Oh, probably not. Like when we were down in Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
People would have paid for a beer for us the whole time.
100%. And they're not even a Trump state anymore. Well, now they will be.
Well, it seemed to be every time we were there, everywhere we went. And there was a lot of ripping on Trudeau.
You're from Canada? Oh, you got to deal with that idiot. And we're just like,
Yeah.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I'm celebrating an anniversary today, Chad. Yeah, an anniversary of the first time I had an egg salad sandwich. It's important,
What
Chad.
Year was that? What year?
2020.
Really?
That was the first time I actually ever had an egg salad sandwich. And honestly, the reason why I never had one is the same reason why you don't like them, because they smell like farts.
They smell horrible. They're the reason I don't eat eggs.
They are delicious. Now, I don't know too many people that just make egg salad sandwiches. There are a lot of people that do, but I don't know many people that do. You usually wait till you have a lunch after church or a funeral.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, or like at a deli or something.
Yeah,
I see lots of people do that at like sandwich stores, shops. They'll go.
Right. Yeah. So back in 2020, buddy JP out at Freebird, he had quite the egg salad sandwich. And I thought to myself, well, gosh darn, I'm out here anyway. Why not try it?
Ugh.
It was delicious.
No.
This is the reason why I eat egg salad sandwiches now.
See, and I you're right. I think I have a core memory of going to church. And then after church, all the old people would sit around eating egg salad sandwiches. I'm going to tell you this. Nothing too appealing of watching elderly people eat egg salad sandwiches.
Just eating in general.
They get it above their mouth and stuff like that. And they get, you know, little chunks of egg all over the place. Right. And not to mention, you're right. I did think that old people were just gassy for the longest time. I was like, are they farting? Is that what this is?
The combination of both.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Apparently, there's a very popular website, Evan. It's called, let me see if I've got this right. It's called Pornhub.
Never heard of it.
Pornhub. Yeah, apparently they have certain adult films on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like just for adults.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the intended, you know,
I'll have to look into this website. You know what? I think I'll spend some time researching this later
on
today.
You should, yeah.
Okay.
I agree. Well, you better hurry because it may be shut down in Canada soon.
A Canadian website? I mean, how do I know that?
So a senator, an independent senator, can't even blame this one on a certain party. Has put forward a bill that would require Canadians to verify their age to access pornography online, and not just Pornhub, all pornography online.
On Reddit too? And not that I know anything about that on there.
I'm not sure about on. That would be tough to control on there, you'd think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this has already been enacted in some U.S. states like Louisiana, things like that. They require government ID to be used to access it. So you essentially have to somehow give Pornhub your government ID, and then they'll give you access to the site. Yeah, because that's what people want.
Yeah.
They want everybody to know their name and address and exactly what their kinks are.
Yeah.
At all times.
Don't want that. It's probably because of advertising. You know, the government wants to get in on the advertising for it all.
That's all it is.
That's what it is. They're trying to make some money.
It's like when they went after the Facebooks and the Instagrams.
Yeah, they're shutting all the fun stuff down. Right?
Soon all we're going to be able to do is look at CBC articles.
Ugh.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Well, it's another day, and another musician has sold the rights to their catalog.
Oh.
Joining the likes of the Beach Boys, Cher, David Crosby, Graham Nash, Stephen Stills.
The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, he did it.
Yeah, the Boss has done it.
He has, like, the record, I think.
Irving Azoff's iconic artists group.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart. Mm-hmm. He sold his music for close to $100 million.
Woo!
$100 million.
That's my life. Cheddar.
That's just a little bit.
Yeah.
My life's work is in safe hands, is what he's saying about it all.
You know what, though? Isn't that sad? They put all their work into this art, and then they feel that it's just not worth it to keep it anymore. But once you get old like that, you need that retirement money.
Yeah, well, I don't think that he's too upset. I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, if I was some sort of famous musician, I would sell the rights to my music. Because then you could get all this money. You do what the hell you want with it.
And the thing is, $100 million, I know to you and I, that's a lot of money. But to Rod the Mod Stewart.
That's a lot of money for Rod.
Well, but he could have got a lot more for his catalog, you'd think. $100 million, that's a drop in the bucket compared to, like, well, the record is Michael Jackson. That's $600 million for the catalog, all right?
That's a lot of money.
Bruce Springsteen, $500 million.
Wow.
Now, wouldn't Rod be somewhere close to Bruce Springsteen?
Now that you say that, if Bruce is up there, yeah, I would think that Rod would be, I don't know. Bruce has big more hits.
Phil Collins and Genesis, $300 million they sold their catalog for.
Okay, I would think Rod would be should be up in that kind of market, I would think, anyway.
Like, Susu Studio? You put that up next to If You Want My Body and You Think I'm Sexy. Come on. I don't know why I sang that like Fat Bastard.
I think this is a brilliant idea, Chad.
Uh-huh.
Now, this would be, you could make money.
Yeah.
You should release a Rod Stewart tribute album.
I could do
it. Acapella.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you. Again, like Fat Bastard. I don't know why I did that.
Chad and Evan Daly.
You know, you'll find these people. They are what I like to call the background app Nazis. All right. These are the ones that have to make sure. If you have an iPhone, those background apps, they better be closed because they're just eating up your battery, okay?
Right. Yeah.
They're slowing down the processor speed.
Right.
On your phone, they make your phone slow.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's not true.
Not?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. They've confirmed now that it does nothing to save battery, does not make your phone run faster if you close all those background apps on your iPhone.
There's proof of this now.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Oh, well, certain people are like, oh, social media companies.
Well, they're spying on
you. They spy on you in their background. No, it's not true.
No. It is true, Chad. They are spying on you.
Well, they are, but not because of that. Mainly because you downloaded the app in the first place.
Yeah, okay.
And then they search through your text messages and such.
Fine.
But no, it does not matter if you leave your background apps open. It does nothing. So don't worry about it, okay?
Are you sure?
Well,
I don't believe this. You probably found this on the internet.
No, I found it on, it's just on howtobehacked.com.
That's where you find all your information from. That's where all the useful tips
are. Well, after I put in my credit card and social insurance information, yeah.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Here's the reason why you should wash your hands before eating, especially if you're out in public. There was a guy down in Texas. He was wearing a kilt. Now, that's not the reason why you need to wash your hands.
All right.
That's for the fact that he was in the antique mall, shoving random antiques up his butt and then placing them back on the shelves. That's right. The headline for this. I was just really in shock. Kilt-clad man seen sticking antiques in his rectum, then placing them back on the shelves, cops say. 60-year-old man in Texas caught doing that kind of stuff. So he was observed selecting items from multiple vendors at an antique mall,
yeah,
and then doing that. Well, removing the items and placing them back on the shelves. Here are some of the things that he did this with.
Okay, right.
A makeup brush.
It's small.
An antique bottle opener. And a tobacco tent can, whatever that is.
Okay.
That's a big, could
it
be
sounds
a big,
big.
Can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this is why you need to wash your hands if you're out in public and you're going to eat. And I feel weird grabbing onto the end of this microphone right now.
Why? Just
because you never know.
Is that because of my Scottish heritage?
That's exactly it.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Just a few days ago, Tommy Lee took to Instagram, and not to pose a picture of his... This time to actually pose to post an update on his hands.
Oh, no one cares about that.
Well, I mean, he is one of the drumming greats.
Right? He is.
You could say what you want about Motley Crue, but I think Tommy Lee is one of the most entertaining drummers to watch. Period.
Sure.
And that's mainly because of, you know, like he does his stick tricks and things like that while he's playing. And he's been having troubles with that over the last few years because of a hand injury, his right hand. He can't straighten out his index and middle fingers. Because of something called Dupuytren's contracture.
What?
And carpal tunnel issues. So he hasn't been able to do that. He hasn't been able to do basically a stick flip, like a twirl, right?
Right.
Now he can. He's underwent a massive surgery on his hand. Like, he underwent, this thing, it's very serious. There's a photo here. You could see there's stitches all the way from his wrist right through the palm of his hand and all the way up his ring finger.
Oh.
And, like, tons of stitches, too. Tons of stitches. And then there's a video after of him flipping his stick again, because now he's recovered. Now he can do stick flips again.
So how long ago was that surgery?
Fairly recently.
And he's already doing that.
It didn't take long for him to recover. No. Tommy Lee has had he's had wrist injuries in the past. In fact, he even shows canceled in Western Canada because of it.
Yeah.
In the past. But listen, it's good to see that Tommy Lee's making a recovery. And honestly, I'm surprised his right hand is just hurting now after dealing with, the previous mentioned things he's done on the internet. Like, that thing is like, to get a grip on that. You know what I mean?
Not the drumsticks. Nothing to do with
drumming. Oh, no. Not drumsticks, no.
Chad and Evan Daly.
February 20th, Evan.
Uh-huh.
When do you consider us to be on the downhill slide of winter?
March 1st.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
And we're damn near there.
But we've had a very easy winter this year. So far.
This one is just we've kind of slid through.
We really only had one cold snap.
Yeah, nothing really major.
No.
Man, I'm like, is anybody else waiting for the other shoe to drop here?
Big time. Bigly.
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 Like, March, we're going to get crushed, right?
April, we likely will too, and it'll be the time when I'm gone to Winnipeg, because it's each and every single year.
Yeah.
We go to Winnipeg for hockey
in
April.
That's for good reason. That's the gods trying to say, don't go to Winnipeg.
Well, it happened the first time on the way home. And then last year it was on the way there.
And it's so you dress in layers so that when they stab you, it doesn't quite get through the first time.
It doesn't make it all the way through.
Yeah,
you know, you wear the Kevlar under the down jackets,
it's the weather
right?
God's
the down filled jackets.
Yeah, it gets a little stabby in Winnipeg.
It can.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daly. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.